Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, a great tackle by Steve Tasker. Into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown!
And he's got it at the 10-yard line.
Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! The Bills win it in overtime.
Welcome back to One Bills Live. Steve Tasker along with Matty Glad. We're here till 3 o'clock. We've been talking a lot about the events over the weekend. We also talked to Nate Davis of USA Today about the Bills and some of the ideas he has about which rookies in the National Football League will be surprises, surprise contributors. We also have a Twitter question out. What's going to be the most surprising thing about the Buffalo Bills in 2020? You can call us at 803-0550 or 1-888-552-550. We're also, this half hour, we're going to talk about the Bills linebackers. We're going to do kind of a state of the Bills. We're going to do this throughout the week, I think, aren't we, Maddie? We're going to pick a position every day and talk about. And today we're going to start it off with the linebackers. There's a ton of guys. And for those of you who don't know, I'll remind you of some of the, you know, the key figures. And you obviously have Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano. Those are two kind of stalwarts that we all kind of know about, Tremaine and Matt. Also brought in is A.J. Klein. Now, he was primed to take Lorenzo Alexander's spot. So you got Tremaine Edmonds, Matt Milano, and A.J. Klein. Holdovers from last year, Corey Thompson, Vishawn Joseph, who was drafted in 2019 and was on IR last year, Terrell Dodson, Mike Bell, and then Delshawn Phillips. And then the guy they brought in from Pittsburgh, Tyler Medakevich. We had him on the show. Seems like a great guy. Obviously a culture fit, but he is a special teams pro. And so he'll be contributing in that way if he indeed, or for most of the time when he gets on the field. Now, they also, Mike Bell was a tryout player in 2019, and they brought him back in 2020. Delshawn Phillips is a guy that has no experience. He was signed as a free agent, so we'll see. But you got to think this, Matty. It starts at Tremaine Edmonds. It starts with Matt Milano. And A.J. Klein, who began his career in Carolina with Sean McDermott as the defensive coordinator, spent the last year or two in New Orleans. Now he's back with Buffalo. I just think he's kind of too much an obvious fit for this team. So those are your top three guys. And then it comes down to Corey Thompson, Vishawn Joseph, and Terrell Dodson. Maybe Mike Bell hangs in there for a year or two, but they're going to take, they got three guys that play on the field in their base personnel. Usually it's only two because of their big nickel package. Most of the linebacker corps are going to be special teams guys of the year. You know, if there's no injuries, it's going to be hard to get, you're not getting Tremaine Edmonds off the field. And unless he gets injured, you know, again, Matt Milano's not coming off the field. Now you got A.J. Klein. So it's those guys, right? Lorenzo Alexander played like 40% of the defensive snaps last year because of their big nickel package and the fact that everybody's running so many wide receivers onto the field. So linebackers are kind of – it's a position, I think, in transition philosophically in the National Football League. The Buffalo Bills at the top seem really prepared, and the rest of these guys are going to be – you know, they're going to be searching for a role, I think.
Yeah, and I think the role will be – not determined by, but the fringe players who you look at who could partly play a role in rotating in some of these snaps is, and Sean McDermott has always said that, who is going to be the biggest special teams contributor? That's how you earn a spot on this roster with some of these players who are competing for roster spots, which we talk about this too. It's going to be harder than last year and the year before to make this team this year. There are so many great players, and some of these guys who did make the squad last year were practice squad players or maybe made it up to the roster game in, game out, depending on what the injury situation looked like. They may not be with this team next year. It's going to be tough. There's going to be a lot of competition battles, which Sean loves, which Leslie Frazier loves. But you're looking at, of course, Tremaine and Matt Milano leading this group. AJ Klein will come in and help fill the role of Lorenzo Alexander. But I think that's a role that you can't fill with one body. You have to have more than one body to be able to fill what he was able to do on this team. It'll be interesting. Corey Thompson, Vashawn Joseph, Tyrell Dodson. I mean, these are guys who have been talked of highly about by this coaching right. staff or what they've been able to do on special teams. And it'll be interesting to see how they can maybe rotate in a snap here, a snap there in a linebacker role.
Yeah, and here's the thing. We all know we're up against it. It's linebackers, you're not going to have that many of them on the field at any given time. You got to have backups and all of that, but you're going to have guys to play special teams, which is going to be the lower part of that roster, the depth chart. This is a difficult roster to make all the way around, not just at linebacker, but everywhere. Nobody's going to unseat Tremaine Edmonds as starting linebacker. He's going to be there. Matt Milano's going to be there. And here's another thing, Maddie. So you bring in a guy like Tyler Matakavich. Now, he's a guy that's got a lot of experience playing special teams. He did it in Pittsburgh and was very good at it. It was the lion's share of his playing time. I mean, the guy's a professional special teams player. AJ Klein also can play special teams a little bit. But Matakavich is, he is hardcore. So think about this. He's got this experience. These other guys, when you practice special teams, it's a glorified walkthrough at best. You can't take live reps on special teams in NFL practices. You can't cover a kick. You can't cover a kickoff. Are you kidding me? You know, right? They wouldn't be the healthiest team in the league if they were doing that in practice, right? They'd have guys injured. So how are these guys going to prove they're great special teams players on a team where you can't practice it at full speed, and the preseason may be abbreviated, worst case scenario, you're have to be doing stuff. You're going to be, for instance, a linebacker like a Mike Bell and a Delshawn Phillips. They're going to be, and Tyrell Dodson too, to a certain extent. They're going to be competing with a spot for a roster. And they're going to be doing it against a guy like Tyler Matakavich, who does it for a living and has done it for a handful of years for a living. He's got so much experience. He knows what the coaches are looking for. He knows what to do. He works well in, you know, he has all those gifts. And these guys are going to come in with limited amount of practice. And here's the point I'm making. It's going to be hard for him in the first place. And the coaches know this. It's going to be hard for a guy to get enough meaningful reps to evaluate whether he can do it or not. Here's what the coaches look for, and I'll tell you this as an experienced guy. They want a guy who wants to play special teams. It sounds very simple, but you've got guys like Mike Bell, like Delshawn Phillips, Vashawn Joseph, Tyrell Dodson. These guys are all tremendous college players. They did not play special teams in college because that was for backups and scrubs like me, right? They were like guys who couldn't get on the field. That he was one of the guys who was not asked to play special teams because he was too valuable to play special teams. So they got to change that entire mindset and come back and say, man, I want to do this. I want to be on this team, and if it means covering kicks, I'm going to give it everything. I'm going to give it all I got. And they have to do that while still playing linebacker every day in practice. It is a really tough task to do. But what it really comes down to is being in meetings, showing the coaches you are enthusiastic about doing it and getting on the field and taking reps and coming to special teams meetings, even if you're not part of it. Just wanting to be there, wanting to be on that squad, wanting to be on that group. That's hard for young guys to get their mind around because they're not going to get meaningful reps at special teams. And yet, you look at this linebacker depth chart, and they do this too. They'll stand in drills during preseason, and they'll stand in drills during training camp, and they'll do the math in their head. Well, Edmonds ain't leaving. Milano's not leaving. Klein's not leaving. Okay, so they drafted Joseph last year. He ain't leaving. Medakevich is in. Well, you start to run out of spots, and you do that mental math. And you think, okay, and the wrong thinking is, okay, I'm going to try and beat out Matt Milano. It's like, hey,
don't do it.
Right. Don't do it. Don't do it. But you can beat out, maybe Vashawn Joseph can beat out Mike Bell because he can cover kicks better. I can do that better. I can show more effort there. I can show more enthusiasm there. I can show more knowledge and ability there. I can do that. And that's the way you have to be, because that's what it comes down to. Forget about playing a position or do it. Just make the team. Just be on the team. Just be there somehow, some way. And that's what has to get through to the bottom half of this linebacker depth chart, in my opinion. And some of these guys may get there, and some of them might not.
I had a conversation with one of my friends who played on Tennessee's football team when I was working at Tennessee and is now on the 49ers, and he earned his way onto their roster by playing special teams, and we were just catching up, and I said, what's something you wish you would have told yourself that you didn't know about the NFL when you were in college? And he said, I wish I would have known the importance of special teams coming into the league. I wish I would have taken special teams more seriously in college, because you can make a living on special teams in the NFL. And if these guys think this way and act this way, and Tyler Matakevich is the perfect example, when he was doing his opening media availability to us and we talked to him for the first time, he said his mindset on special teams is see ball, get ball, and that he knows that he only has so many reps on special teams every single game, that he wants to make the most of those reps. He wants to go crazy, get that ball, make as many tackles as he can, and be a force on special teams. And by doing that and by committing yourself to special teams, you open up other windows for yourself with opportunities getting in at linebacker. He talked about Lorenzo Alexander as someone who has set an example for him. He wants to be like Lorenzo Alexander, somebody who started off on special teams and earned their way onto a role in a linebacker spot because of the way he played on special teams. And now you're a starting linebacker instead of a special teamer. So I think when you go into it with a mindset like that, good things are going to happen for you. And these players who are talking about are younger players in the NFL. They still have a lot to prove, and this is a way by proving themselves.
Yeah, I can totally remember back in the day when, you know, you're out there playing, and you really just have to have the inner wisdom to say, you know what, I'm not going to beat those guys out. I've got to find a way, but I've got to find a way to stay here. I've got to find a way to stay on this team. And special teams was it. And I remember, and he says, see ball, get ball. That's what I thought. I did it throughout my career. When you're sitting over there, you only get, you know, I was playing maybe 20 plays a game, 20, 22 plays a game. And the simple fact of the matter is you have plenty of time to get over there and think about it, make sure you're focused on your part of the game. Certainly you watch the offense, you watch the defense, because you got to keep track of the game situation, because you may have to dart onto the field and cover a punt or punt return at any moment. And you just kind of got to stay engaged, but you're thinking about what happened on the earlier plays, what's going to happen. And if that's not the case, you're thinking about what the film study and what's going to happen. The next special team that come up, they've got the ball. Okay, I'm going to be rushing the punt, or I'm going to be blocking for punt return. I got to think about what play that is and what's it going to look like. And I remember the number of the guy that I watched film on, and this is going to be a chance. So when I get out there, I've thought about all that, and all I need to do is absolutely bust loose and try and dominate the entire play. Get to the punter before the ball gets off. And if I don't get to the punter before the ball gets off, the guy who's blocking me is going to have to work so hard, he's going to be taken completely out of the coverage. And if I don't get there, I've got to turn, and I'm the last guy up the field to help. So I've got to get on the fast horse and catch everybody, catch somebody, catch up to somebody, and get them out of the way of my returner, some way to help. So you got to be thinking all that stuff, and it's pretty specific stuff, but in the midst of it is this full throttle effort, and you also have this level of aggression too. So you kind of got to feel like you're like jumping in the octagon, like in a UFC fight. It is, you know, there's no holds barred. Go. You know, let's go. And so it's that kind of mentality. And it's, you can't practice that in practice. You know what I mean? You never get to see it anytime other than when, you know, it's an actual game. So it's really hard to find unless you have some experience. And even, you know, so it's a but that's a problem that is inside these linebackers. It's not the guys ahead of them on the depth chart at linebacker who that this is something inside themselves that they can control. It's their attitude, it's their ability to foresee what's going to happen. It's their ability to have a picture of what they look like in this roster and where they can contribute, and then think specifically too about how they're going to act when this play snaps. And it's really, really something that you can't, it's hard to communicate to a young player, but you know, and the guys in the conversations you just related to, and the way it was for me, it's all right there in front of them, and that's the one thing that's inside of them that they can control. And they don't have to worry about what the coaches think or whatever. Just go out there and play against the guys with the effort and intensity and with the desire to do it. So, you know, if you can get them to do that, you know, that's half the battle for them. But man, oh man, they're too young and smart to listen to you when you're an old guy like me. Just remember I said that, mad girl. Yeah. So.
And I'm looking forward to the leadership of this position group, Tremaine Edmonds and Matt Milano, still two younger players in the NFL, and the strides that Tremaine was able to make last year going into this year, the leadership steps that he's picked up and the conversations that I'm sure he's had with Lorenzo as Lorenzo's left the Bills. I mean, he has some holes to fill with the leadership position, and I'm excited to see what those two can do when it comes to leading some of these younger linebackers and making a difference on this roster and earning more respect from the national media, because I think Tremaine Edmonds is going to be one of the best linebackers out there in the NFL.
Totally agree with you. I think it's fun to watch these guys play. Tremaine Edmonds is going to take another step forward this year. He's training with his two brothers who both play for the Steelers. How about that living room? How about that table? You know, mom and dad, you know, you're coming down, you got three guys that are like 9 feet tall each, you know, coming to the table for breakfast. That's hilarious to think about. And their dad's bigger than all of them. Did you know that,
Tremaine? Yes.
Farrell Edmonds. Did you see him in South Carolina when he's down to watch Tremaine practice? I played with him a couple of Pro Bowls. And I forgot what an immense human being Tremaine Edmonds' father is. Farrell, oh my gosh, he's so big. He's a great dude, though. Good stuff. All right, we're going to take a break. Tomorrow, we've got Lorenzo Alexander coming on the show, Steve Mariucci from the NFL Network. Later on in the week, also, Brian Baldinger is going to come on and talk with us. It'll be fun to catch up with Baldy as well. But coming up at the bottom of the hour, we've got the CEO of USA Football, Scott Hollenbeck. I want to say that exactly right. That's right. He's going to come on with us at the bottom of the hour. This is Steve Tasker and Matty Glab on One Bills Live. It's presented by Kaleida Health. Thanks for joining us. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Steve Tasker, Matty Glab, welcome back to One Bills Live. We're speaking to, we've had a couple of guests, Nate Davis on the line. Also, we've got Lorenzo Alexander, Steve Mariucci coming in tomorrow. But right now, we've got the USA Football CEO, he's been in that post since 2005, Scott Hollenbeck. Scott, thanks for coming on. Steve and Maddie here in Buffalo. What have you got on your mind today? Scott, are you still there?
Hey, how you doing?
Ah, good. Yeah. How are you? Steve Tasker and Matty Glab here in Buffalo. Thanks for coming on with you. Are you doing okay in the pandemic? Are you staying healthy?
Thank you, sir. I am. How about you guys?
We're doing great. I was going to ask you, how big an adjustment has this pandemic been for you? I mean, it's been a little bit in the off season. The NFL has benefited in that it started kind of right after their season ended, and it's gone on through the off season, and they may get to a point where we can have games. What about USA football, the youth football that's going on? How big an adjustment is this going to be for you guys, do you see?
Well, it's been considerable. Frankly, it started with just the fact that, you know, the entire staff went remote. So that was, that was a first, and I'm glad that we all responded very positively and effectively there. And then as it relates to our constituents, you know, we do a lot of our work in the off season. So many coach events and clinics and camps and things of that nature where we can work together to obviously make the game better. And pretty much all of that has been canceled. So we've been trying to come up with new innovative ways to engage. We've done some really good things in terms of research and we call town halls. We wear out Zoom like pretty much everybody else. But it's been very effective, actually. We've really seen a sort of coming together of the football constituency and coaches and commissioners and parent meetings and all kinds of things. So we've done just about anything we can do to remain engaged and to share information and to show that we're here to support and care about everybody out there. And I think overall it's gone about as well as it could go.
Scott, for people who don't know about USA football, can you give us a little background and tell us what the goal of USA football is?
Of course. So we're the national governing body, and our focus is really on just trying to advance, lead, and grow the sport of football. So it starts with education. We do a ton of coaching education, work closely with commissioners on best practices in terms of how they can continue to evolve and develop their leagues, ultimately all of which is focused on creating a positive and great experience for the players and the parents in youth football. Work closely with a lot of great high school programs and high school coaches. I know two of which are in your backyard that will be working together on this project. But yeah, we focus largely on just the development side of the sport and delivering safety measures to make it just a great experience for all those that participate.
We're talking to Scott Hallenbeck, the CEO of USA Football, and you've got a webinar series. You mentioned the remote working of your staff. You've got now what would usually take place on the field. You've got a webinar coming up, and it's going to happen this Wednesday. Can you tell us a little bit about what you expect to come out of that, and what are the goal? What's the goal of this webinar on Wednesday?
Yeah. So yeah, perfect segue. I mean, we can't unfortunately be there in person together, which would be all of our first choice. But through some creative ideas and steps, you know, a group of us, including Preston Teague and the great team at the Bills, with our team, came together with creating a 3-part virtual clinic series. It's going to be focused on building better programs and players on, you know, this Wednesday, June 3rd. We're going to have a prep for contact program addressing the psychological principles that underpin contact on June 10th, and then blocking and tackling on June 17th. So some really great coaches, in your backyard, Coach Bartosik and Coach Curran. Coach Curran's one of our master trainers, and just two great coaches that will be part of this process. So we believe that this is about as good a way as we can engage and continue to educate and support and train, the constituents given the circumstances. So we think it's sort of, we're excited about it. We've had a few other occasions where we've done this with great success. So we're confident that this would be nothing short of that.
Now, you also, we heard that Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator of the Buffalo Bills, is going to be part of the webinar this Wednesday. Is that true, and how'd that come about?
Yes, actually, I just learned that as well, so we're really excited about that. Again, just shows the great support that the Bills at large offer. It's just a great community of football, and it's just so exciting to be able to get sort of that kind of representation and support. I know it'll go a long way from those attending and participating in the virtual clinic. So yeah, excited to have them.
If people are interested to sign up for this webinar, how can they sign up and where should they go?
So you can go to usafootball.com/BillsWebinar, and you can, it's free of charge. I want to make sure that's very clear. So we obviously welcome any and all. I mean, you know, obviously based on the topics, I mean, most would think you're coaches or something like that, but I mean, any and all are welcome. It's, you know, we're going to, you register there and it'll be a Zoom conference and all the details are listed there. So again, usafootball.com/BillsWebinar is the place to go.
Do you have any kind of gut feeling of what this season will look like in youth football across America? I know I, for a minute or two, well, more than that, I have four sons. They all played youth football. I kind of helped out. You know, I was the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the assistant, because that's all the pressure I could take. So, you know, do you have a gut feeling, Scott, about how this season's going to look? Do you think it'll happen, or will we just kind of step back, take a year off, and then grab hold of it next spring? You know, what's your gut feeling about how this will resolve?
Well, actually, no, we've been very proactive, again, through this outreach effort, working with, you know, members of the youth football community and leaders of the football community across the country. And, you know, much like you hear the guidance from, you know, the CDC and the U.S. Olympic Committee and you know, you name it, it's all about local. So it starts with what are the best practices, what are the steps, how quickly are we opening in your local communities. Clearly, we have to follow that guidance first and foremost. Then it's about sort of the partnerships in your community. You know, what's the state of your fields, parks and recs open, schools open, et cetera. So we're working closely with the High School Federation and, of course, all their state associations. So I guess a long way to say, we believe, we're confident right now that things are progressing the right way. So there's a level of optimism that's really exciting. You know, I guess I would position myself as cautiously optimistic, probably more responsibly than anything else. And so we're just working closely with our constituents. We have a return to football three-phased plan. We're about to release the second phase, which starts to get into best practices and considerations for making sure you're setting up your league and your field of play and the area around the field and all of those areas. We're being as responsible as we possibly can to give everybody confidence. So the constituents have been great. They all weigh in on different ideas and they're sharing information. Again, the collaboration has probably been the highest I've ever seen in across youth football, and that's really exciting. So I guess a long way to say that I'm confident that at this stage, you know, that at this moment, granted things change quickly, we are definitely heading in the right direction, and we'll work closely with our constituents and sort of every little local community to try to help them do things the best and right way so we get back and have just a great experience with football again.
Scott, we wish you all the best. Thanks for coming on with us, and we hope you guys have a fantastic season, and good luck with the webinar series coming up, the first one here this Wednesday. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Take care.
Scott Hallenbeck, USA Football CEO, coming up. There's a webinar series coming up, and I think it's three consecutive Sundays, June 3rd, June 10th, and June 17th. They'll have different type of preparation for coaches and programs, how you can build your team, how you can get your kids ready for contact in football and blocking and tackling techniques coming up. Good luck to him, Scott Hallenbeck, and the rest of USA Football. Good stuff. I hope it does happen for the youth of football. I know all the kids that out there that love playing and the families that love taking part in it, it'll be an interesting year for them as well.
Yeah, it'll be exciting once youth sports starts up again. I know there's a lot of kids who are cooped up at home right now, and parents are probably thinking, oh my gosh, I wish we had games to drive you to. I complain about driving you to games, but I wish those were going on. So This is definitely a step in the right direction. And those webinar replays are going to be available at BuffaloBills.com as well. So if you miss out, you can always head to the website.
Also, fill in the blank. What's the biggest surprise from the Buffalo Bills in 2020? We've had a lot of feedback from him. We also have one from David, and this is one that's so topical. It's funny because Josh Allen, the surprise, Josh Allen is going to be on the cover of Madden. A lot of people have said that's always been a curse for the guys who did it, although Pat Mahomes was on it this last year, was he not? And what happened to him?
Things turned out. pretty well for him, I think.
Pretty good for old Pat Mahomes there, didn't they? Yeah, pretty good. Yeah, that'd be all right. I'd sign up for that.
Yeah, that would be a surprise if no Josh kidding. Allen is on the cover of Madden. That means he would have had an amazing season, and I'm all for that.
Also, we got another tweet from Pat. He says, a dominant offense will be the biggest surprise this season. I feel with Josh in Florida, with the most of his offensive teammates working out at this time, just shows the determination and leadership he has to make them better. The culture is in full bloom this season. That would, listen, if the Bills have a dominating offense this season, there is nobody that's going to be more surprised than me. This is a team that's built around their defense. You don't need their offense to be dominating.
Yep.
And yet they have taken proper steps to where they got some pieces in place that if Josh turns it around, or not turns it around, but turns it up and does get to the 65% threshold and he cuts down on his turnovers and they use him, and Brian Daboll will be creative and he'll do those. The play that gets me about this last season, week two in New York, where they snapped the ball out of shotgun to Josh Allen and the offensive line and both backs pull out ahead of him. And it's like student body right into the end zone against the Giants. It's unbelievable. That kind of thing really plays for me to use Josh both in the run and the pass. And if he's throwing the football well this year, man, oh man, they will be tough to beat, really tough to beat.
I think there's an expectation, of course, for this offense to be better this season, rightfully so. I don't think there's an expectation for them to be dominant because, like you said, the team is carried by the defense. If the offense is dominant, I think that would take this team to new heights in the coming years as well. And I can't wait to see what Brian Daboll does this season. When he reaches into those bag of tricks on offense, right. Good yeah. things happen. Deion Dawkins was seen running some routes in Florida, and those routes, they looked pretty crispy, might I say. Deion, I would love you to line up at wide receiver a play or two. I'm all for it. He was burning corner Isaiah McKenzie on some of those routes.
Yes, well, Isaiah McKenzie is not a corner. And if you – we'll put
hey,
it this way.
Play corner
Isaiah,
one game.
If you can't cover a left tackle – playing wide receiver, you're not a cornerback. That's all I can say. I can get the matchup problem where you know they throw the high fade to the big boy, but
yep.
If you can't cut, come on, man. Come on, man.
I think it had to do with Deion's size and Isaiah McKenzie's size, but still, you know?
Yeah, it'd be tough to guard Deion Dawkins on the hook route, that's for sure. You'd have to run around a lot of body to get out in front of him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
What do you think the biggest surprise for the Buffalo Bills will be in 2020? We got one from Bobby. He said this. He says, the biggest surprise for the Bills this year, they'll set the NFL single season record for interceptions and interception return TDs, including 7 picks and 3 touchdowns for Tre'Davious White and 3 interceptions and 1 TD for Tremaine Edmonds. I'd sign up for that. I think that is one thing that the defense has missed this last year. Now they were dominating. They were really tough to move the ball on, but they weren't spectacular. And by that I mean, you know, they weren't like 10 sacks ahead of the league early in the season by jumping out into early league in sacks. They didn't get most of their sacks until the second half of the year, and they didn't get a lot of turnovers this year. Although they got them early in the season, they had to overcome a lot of turnovers by the offense until I think through week 6. Josh was throwing too many interceptions. It took them a while, but they did get on top of that, and they got a lot of turnovers, but they weren't spectacularly timely turnovers. And I think if they were going to improve on one aspect or a couple of aspects on the game, turnovers would be one of them, and the other would probably be red zone defense, and they'll tell you that themselves.
Yeah, they had a couple great goal line stands there this season, but I think if they can add on to that and do that more regularly, have a turnover a game, yeah, this defense is going to be better.
Yeah, we're going to take a break. Maddie Glab, Steve Tasker, we're broadcasting from our homes all week. Maddie's in with me. It's going to be fun. One Bills Live presented by Kaleida Health. We'll be back with What Have We Learned right after this. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Wow.
What We Learn, brought to you by Skyworks, the official construction equipment rental company of the Buffalo Bills. From the USA Today, we had Nate Davis on. He had a nice article about 20 rookies he thought would really contribute to the teams they were chosen by on draft day. And he talked about the Bills running back Zach Moss. And here's what Nate Davis of USA Today had to say about the Bills running back.
He is an angry, violent runner. And I think he's the kind of guy that's really going to do a nice job wearing teams down. And again, you know, hardworking guy that's going to, you're going to be in for a long day if you see Zach Moss getting 15 or 20 touches a day. And I think it's only going to help Devin Singletary, who I would expect is going to be the guy that's going to be playing more on the passing downs. But I think those two guys should complement each other with their relative skill sets very nicely.
That is What We Learn, brought to you by Skyworks, the official equipment and rental company of the Buffalo Bills. Matty, we also did a state of the Bills today, and we went down the linebackers. And you and I both agree, you kind of got the top of it with Milano and Edmonds, and the rest of it, maybe Klein and Medicevich, the rest of it comes down to these guys and special teams and how bad they want it.
Yeah, totally. The top half is filled out. The bottom half is what can you do in phase three of the game, and how can you add on special teams? That's what's going to get you onto this roster. That's what Sean McDermott has preached since he has entered the building. So I think it'll be a fun group to watch.
Yeah, Maddie's in all week. Later on in the week, we're going to have Brian Baldinger on with us. But tomorrow, we've got Lorenzo Alexander and NFL Network's former head coach Steve Mariucci is going to come on. And also, we did the State of the Bills linebackers today. Tomorrow, Maddie has decided that we're actually, yeah, we were reading Twitter. Everybody's talking about the tight ends. We're going to do State of the Bills tight ends tomorrow. We'll also touch back on the linebacker conversation we had today with Lorenzo. He has something to say, right, Maddie?
Oh, definitely. I want to hear Lorenzo's thoughts on the state of the linebacker group and how he thinks it's left off with him retiring. And there's a lot to talk about with tight ends group. There's a lot of those guys in that room.
There are, and that's going to be fun, too. I want to watch him. Now that he's retired, I wonder if he's going to go back to weighing 300 pounds. I know I would. I'll bust his chops about that. All right, Steve Tasker and Matty. Matty, it's been a great first day. Thanks so much for being here. We'll have you back with us all week. This is Steve Tasker, Matty Glab. We'll be back here noon to 3 tomorrow. One Bills Live, presented by Kaleida Health, not from the Seneca Studios, but from our homes on remote, just like everybody else. This is Buffalo Bills Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.